This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You always know you're having fun when you be like, man, it's already 6 o'clock.
It's 6:20. We're like, almost out the door.
That's crazy. But, you know, but we didn't have them times where you'd be like, dang, it's only 4:15. that 2 to 7 is a haul, especially when you talk about in the winter. Boy, you'd be like, it's already dark by 3.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, you gear up and you just kind of, I don't know, you put your hard hat on and you get after it. That's all it is. Yeah. Now, you know, I think for most people, July 3rd, you see all the people across our industry that are off today? Yeah. July 3rd is typically a day that people just leave. Me and you, we were born on July 3rd.
Yeah.
We were made for July 3rd shows.
And I keep getting sucked into it because I'm like, am I supposed to take these off by now? Or these are...
I think maybe. I don't know. Keep that mindset that you're supposed to work these, though. Because right. Nick loves this July 4th window.
Yeah.
Because he's a pro's pro and he's been around the game long enough to understand if you couple it with July 4th, this typically is the week that nothing is happening.
Right.
Now, we got lucky in that the sense that there was a lot going on today. And there's been a lot going on all week long. So we're in a good spot to have some conversations with you guys. In many instances, I don't wish we were lucky because I wish Ortiz didn't gamble on baseball, but we just happen to be the benefactor of talking about it, and better today than tomorrow for us.
Oh yeah, yeah. Listen,
I got nothing tomorrow.
Like tomorrow, I was like, listen, I was looking at the dates. I said, hold on. Oh yeah, no, I can't do no Friday. Yeah, for Thursday, I'm good though. I could do a Thursday.
This is the day before the holiday.
Yeah, that's like
we can't even pretend that this is a day that we should be taking off. Yeah. But again, you and me were both built on summer radio to begin with anyway.
Yeah.
But we are also both built on holiday radio.
Yeah. Oh, listen, holiday.
And holiday used to be the only crack. I always thought it was funny when they'd come around and they'd be like, so, like, whew, I really want to see what you got on this Christmas Day show. Real, I can't wait for it to see what you got in this Christmas Day show. And I'm like, that's funny. It's like 2 years in a row. You really want to see what I got in this Christmas Day show.
Hey,
it's
listen.
Great time. Hey, okay.
The old boss used to be good at amping that up. Man, boy, he come to you, man. He'll hit you up too. He'll text you. He'll warm you up like on December like 21st. Hey, I just call me when you get this. Dang it, man. What's going on, man? Get that call. Be like, yo, what's up, man? Yeah, you know, I just wanted to, you know, touch base with you, let you know. Really want to see what you got.
I just want to see what you got. It's always on Christmas. It's always on Thanksgiving. They really want to see what you got, but only on those days.
I've been listening. Like,
don't you want to see what I got on December 14th after the Browns play?
No, not interested in that. We're cool on that.
But Christmas Day, for 3 years in a row, I'd love to see what you got.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you what, we've been listening to you too. I'm like, yeah. I haven't been like, on since September.
As if this is going to be the breakout show.
This was it. So you telling me right now, what you telling me is if I cook, Ken and Lyman is out of here, right?
That's right. That's right. That's how that was going to go. That's how it was going to go.
So we going like, yeah, this is like the Bachelor. Like, yeah, so you going to call me in the triumvirate around the campfire and tap me on the shoulder. That's what's going to happen. Man, I'll be like, man, I tell you, you go at home telling people, hey, yeah, this is it.
This is the one.
This is the one
right here. You're crafting the takes. You're getting it ready. You're I can tell.
Hey, what you up to, man? I got the notebook out, man. You feverishly going through the notepad like, yeah, I got it lined up. 10 to 11, I got so-and-so coming on. We about to get it going. You know what I'm saying? I got my stuff. Man, boy, you do that show. You get that thumbs up. And they'd be like, yeah, you just waiting. Come January 5th. Yeah, I know they're calling me up.
Yeah, it's like, clearly they loved it.
Clearly.
They thought it was great. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just waiting for my next chance.
I'm just waiting for that.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's not right when the season ends and they're getting ready to fire the coach. No, it's not like when they're having a quarterback change discussion. It's MLK Day.
What are you doing?
Another holiday.
What are you doing Memorial Day?
Yeah, where are you at?
I'm like, it's February, but.
Wait, how about that Easter Sunday? How's that one look? Is that a good one for you? You got some open time?
Hey, and can you stay and cut the audio too? You cut, right? And listen, we need somebody on that board too for the Friday night football game.
Hey, they can't do that to you now. You see the setup in here.
The setup is crazy.
We've changed everything. Is it weird being in the old spot to run the board, but then doing the show?
Bro, listen, I had flashbacks. I was like, man, where's the Zephyr? I'm looking around trying to figure out. They got the whole setup different, man. And see, I grew up in the World War I-II era. The fan.
Yeah.
Where you just show up some days and be like, hey, what we doing today? You be like, hey, man, I ain't got no sound in my headphones. You like, listen, hey, man, if I don't hear this Westwood One come up here.
Westwood One.
Dial Global Westwood One, my bro. you would do that and then stay, cut the audio, and then got, and then you be, I was looking around. I'm like, bro, I've been here a whole day. It's a whole day on a Saturday, bro. You done ran the board. You done got everything. You done answered calls. It's been 6 o'clock.
You sorted out the mail. Like, yeah. You did it all.
Everything, man. Move around. And remember they used to have them random bags of chips hanging around here?
I never figured out what that was about.
It was them feeding us.
Is that what it was?
It was them feeling sorry for us. It's like, listen, they here.
That's actually a really funny idea if they budgeted out like $12 a month for bags of chips for everyone.
Just land. And you used to find them like, oh, this is salt.
They got the salt and pepper.
They got the salt and pepper chips. They got the Hawaiian joints. It'd be some old leftover cookies from Thursday during the midday show. Man, used to think, man, back then, you was like, man, I'm out here winning.
It's fun to talk about. And it's fun, too, because me and you, we did so many of those pregame shows together. Oh. And we would just freeze out there, and we'd be in 12-degree temperature, and we would just be talking about all the shows that we'd love to be doing in the future. And now look at us. Here we are.
Here we are.
Still on July 3rd. But look at us.
Still
you see?
Cooking, right?
Yeah. Like, now, what you have plans for tomorrow, then? You're going to hang out with Rosie? What are you doing?
Well, we hitting the road, you know what I'm saying? We went away to Canton. You know, they're having a cookout. See, my mom, you know, as we get older, my mom, she's like, yeah, you know, we got to get down to Canton, you know, see some of the in-laws.
And I'm saying,
yeah. I say, okay. I say, you saying it's like it's dire.
It sounds like it might be.
You know, when your mom give you that, you know, we're not as young as we used to be no more. I said, Mom, you can't use that every year.
It's a game. Wait, how old's your mom?
I should probably know the exact date, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think she's...
Give me a ballpark range.
I want to say 67.
Oh,
I know she's
too... She's got like 30 years left.
I'm like, dude, my grandma got to 90.
Right? Elisa's grandma, she hit 95. She's 95 right now.
I'm like, man.
95 is the new 85.
It is. And my grandma...
Growing up, my mom always told me, she's like, oh, if I just make it to 75, I'm happy. And I've noticed in the past couple of years, now she's addressed this to 85 is the new number.
Yeah. She's
like, 85. I should get to 85. It's like, yeah, you should.
She's moved the goalposts. The problem with being the oldest is like, I know that, you know, I'm going to be in charge of their elderly care.
Yeah.
So now it's like, yeah, I already know I'm moving in with you. I'm like, listen, Mom, now.
Rosie know that?
Yeah. Okay. You do know that you're going to have to deal with her for a long time. You know, she's going to be one of those people where, you know, we assume my dad has worse health than her. And my dad will probably tell you.
You're already taking your dad out first?
Yeah, he's already going.
I mean,
to
most guys end up
most
going
guys,
first.
He lived a little harder than she did.
That's a little harsh for your dad, though.
I mean, he's already 2 years older. He's still kicking and he's doing his thing.
Okay.
But listen, if my mom goes first, then he's one of them people that can, you know, he's a candidate for hitting the button.
Oh, yeah.
When you get older, you're did Jesus take me?
Yeah.
We're younger. We got married on the same day.
We did.
And I don't care what happens to our wives. We can't hit that button. We're too young.
But we both have anniversaries coming up. You just reminded me.
Yeah, right.
Like, I've done no shopping for that in the slightest bit.
At all. Me either. Matter of fact.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Man, that sucks. We should be reminding each other of that, right?
We really should. That should be what we do for each other. Just send each other like a text like 20 days out being like, we both got married on the same day.
You good?
Little bit. You take care of that?
Yeah, you good? Yeah.
That's your 4th of July text.
Right. All right. Every 4th of July moving forward, we'll text each other as a reminder to be like, did you take care of what you needed to take care of for the anniversary?
But it kind of sucks, though, because it's the same money. Like it's not like if I buy something, it's not like she don't know it. So she's going to find out anyway. Like if I buy you a gift, it's like, oh, the Huntington bank statement just came out. Thank you, honey. I really like it. All right, what am I going to do? Right? Like she's all over that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No. Elise is the same way. She knows exactly what I spend and where I spend it and everything else like that. Well, no, so we have it set up a little differently. I have my own credit card. We share a banking account, but I have my own credit card. She has her own credit card. She only knows the amount that goes to pay off the credit card. She doesn't know where I spend anything or what exactly I buy on anything, but she'll know the result. So if she sees like I spent $300 in wiping out my credit card or whatever it is, then she'll just think, oh, you bought me something that was worth $300.
Man, one of the biggest arguments I've ever had was...
No, I had to keep that separate because I wanted to make sure. I mean, I can only be tracked so much. I've told you, she's got me on the little Find My Phone app. I'm tracked.
Oh, you got the location.
Yeah, I'm a Sims character. She can track me anywhere I go and see anything I do. That's what I was telling you in between the break. Nick always thinks that you can do like the second family in 2025. Yeah, I'm like, forget second family. I don't think it's possible to even cheat in 2025.
Oh, it's not. It's not.
I don't think you can get away with anything. Like my wife legitimately knows where I'm going and what I'm doing at all times. I ever would. It's not who I am as a person. But like she is. I mean, she's got. I'm a Sims character to her.
Yeah. The biggest argument we've ever got into was. Like we was doing like there was this thing where there was a coworker I used to work with and she was doing like a fundraiser for like autism or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so like I was like, you know what, here, I'm gonna be nice. She's doing a fundraiser, I'm gonna give $100, you know what I'm saying, to donate for
that
the cause.
Nice. Yeah.
But it was on Cash App though. And so
you're just Cash Apping a woman.
So she was like, so she pulls up, like she pulls up the everything, and she said, and so the person calls me and say, oh, I appreciate it. It's like, yeah, like you know what? I appreciate it so much. I just made you cookies. I know the cookies you like. I'm gonna make the cookies and just drop them off. She said,
now you're getting cookies dropped off.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Now, mind you, I didn't know her for years, right?
Yeah.
But this happens to be before I got married. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. I'm like, yeah, no problem. She was like, you want me to meet you somewhere to get him, or you want me to come to the house and get him? Now I'm sitting there thinking, listen, I'm G. Bush. I don't be thinking like that. I'm like, oh, that's so nice. And I said, man, I'll come meet you somewhere. And then I said, hold on.
Yeah, you got to think about it.
So she hits me up and she said, do you want to tell me something? I said, what do you mean, want to tell me what? I said, what you talking about? She was like, I see $100 Cash App. The $100 Cash App. And there was cookie delivery. When are you getting? I said, bro, how did you know all of this?
They know before you even know sometimes.
I was like, bro. I said, bro, this was for a good cause, bro. No. We do not do good cause. We give to the Salvation Army once a year. I said, bro. So yeah, like no,
our donation fund has already been hit.
Like, that's already hit, right? So it's funny because
they know, they all know.
You are correct. There is no way in 2025
it's impossible.
You're not getting
that.
They're
so ahead of the game on everything.
Everything. And on
she'll tell me when I get Instagram DMs, just from guys, even like just from anyone. She'll tell me before I even know. They got this. They got everything tracked.
And there's too many apps and stuff. And then there's too many logins. Like I got a bunch of cards. Like it just don't work like that. It just don't work like that. And plus, like we watch Mad Men and some of the other shows, right? You know how guys talk about, hey, I got a business trip coming up in L.A.
Well, that was it. So like in Mad Men, you could have a second family. Like Don Draper was a real thing that could exist in 1950s America.
No.
Don Draper doesn't exist today.
No. Like she's like, you got a show? You got a show out in the cold? I'm coming to the cold weather. Oh, you going to L.A. for a couple of days? Oh, no, let me get my bags. Oh, you want to go to the grocery store? Let me get my shoes. It's no problem. I'll be
like, you need to teach Rosie what my wife has, which is the little find my phone thing. She just knows where I'm at all times. She doesn't have to come with me. She can track me.
Oh, she probably has one. I just don't know what's on there.
Okay.
I just,
because you notice my wife's not at everything. No, but she knows where I'm at all times.
She pulls and she's like, I'm like, where are you guys getting this random free time from? There's no free time. There's no like, hey, we go to the gym together. We go to the grocery store. She's like, that's the worst place to be by yourself.
What you think gonna happen at the grocery store?
A big grown man like yourself. A woman need to feed you. They think they need you to feed you. No, you do not need any food.
Like, she's like, I'll give you food.
I'm the one to dictate that.
But so Mac, we really do enjoy married life. I don't want to make it seem like it's just people controlling you all the time.
It just sounds like you guys are on high alert at all times at this point.
It's just on funny
point.
To me.
You gotta be on point, bro.
That's it. Like it's just and luckily the two of us don't even have any like we're just at the house chilling all the time.
You can't like all these road games. Listen, we play home games. No road games get ugly out here, bro. You don't want to be out nowhere. Like think about that. That's like me, Lima, and Peterlin just walking around for what? We can't do that. Like during the, like randomly on a Friday. That's like being like, let's go out on Friday at 8. Nah, I'm cool, bro. I can't even do that, dog.
And so like 4th of July weekend, like you'll get to go visit some people in Canton, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? Family gathering.
Yeah. There's no new faces.
No one new is entering the chat. I said, she's like, what are you doing this weekend? And I'm like, geez, I got nothing on the docket.
Nothing.
Like we're not entering. No one new is entering the equation. Yeah, I promise you that.
Yeah. You can't have.
I don't even know that I'll see fireworks. So you know what's going to happen? I'm just going to yell about my child being woke up by the fireworks.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be like, these dang fireworks, and that'll be about it.
That's it.
I'll have my old man get off the lawn moment, and that's going to be my weekend. I'm going to golf tomorrow. I'm going to golf
my lawn.
Okay. That's cool. That's cool. Here's the thing. By the way, there's no new firework technology. If you've seen one fireworks, you've seen them all.
Yeah, how long do we need to see a fireworks show for, though? I feel like the longer they get, the less interested I get.
Yeah.
I like the first couple minutes. I'm cool with the first couple minutes, and then I'm just kind of spent.
It's like, okay. I got to fight this traffic getting out of here.
Do you enjoy fireworks or do you think people are just pretending to enjoy fireworks?
Yeah, it's a ritual at this point. No one, only the children at a certain age, too young, scared, too old, moving around too much. Right here, you're good. But other than that, nobody really likes fireworks like that.
The audio from Rick Manning you have to hear as he was on Baskin and Phelps earlier today. We'll do in case we missed it. We'll put a bow on this one. It happens next. This Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.